All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority
yes, sir.
On all things
yeah.
R&B.
Huh. Get technical with
it. I am articulating.
Hey, are you?
I'm being very, very technical about, I'm being intentional.
Yeah.
Because the gift is at a high level.
High level.
There are prodigies here. Excellence that starts damn near the womb.
What?
And we're going to get into the conversations of what that excellence and that tutelage and that learning and that gift has brought to pass.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, songwriter, producer, musician extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Brian Kennedy. Extraordinary.
Man, what's up, man?
I got some tea in the back, too. Some tea, like we can have like some tea. When you're excellent, you got to sip tea and shit. Get some donuts and shit, little donuts. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed, man.
It's been a month of Sundays, bro.
Man,
it is good to see you, my brother.
It's great to see you guys. 100.
The only thing I know about you is that you're an awesome human being, beyond kind-hearted. And your gift is out of this world.
Man, thank you.
Out of this
world. That means
world.
A lot, bro.
Not
seriously.
not a bad nothing ever.
Thanks, man.
That's
on your name.
Ever.
Which is tough in this space, especially when you've had the kind of success you've had.
Man.
Because you could have easily turned into anything. At any time.
Okay. Man.
Listen. I know his parents. They weren't going for that.
You know what I'm saying?
They weren't going for that.
Bring in
the craziness.
Bring in the Disturbia.
Disturbias. The concubine should be here in 5.
Y'all, wow, man. That's crazy, though. That's real.
But I mean, it's the unfortunate nature of the business where the access can take you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are not grounded in something solid.
And even when grounded, man, it can get.
Shit, you telling me.
You know?
I woke up many a bedroom like, who house is this?
It's like, what's
whose
happening?
Baby is there?
Who's what? It's not my,
what's
it's my baby.
It's not my baby.
You can't have babies that fast.
Who is you?
Yo, that's hilarious, man.
Fuck it, I'm going to the kitchen and make some food. You want something?
don't ever be a nigga who spent the night making food when the kids wake up.
Why not?
The kids, no.
Baby's no. Hungry, chef? Man.
I've never been that guy.
The baby's hungry,
I've never
man.
Been Melvin. I've never been Melvin.
Yo, most eggs.
Oh, you know me.
No, bro.
Spoon speaks. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Let's die. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah, KC.
Is this Kansas City?
KC, dog.
KC, what's up, man?
Is it Gates Barbecue? Is that what it is?
Yes, absolutely. Huh? You know what I'm saying?
Is it a church house somewhere where they say, boy, that boy right there, boy, you got something with that one. What?
Oh my God.
Talk to me, man.
So Kansas City, Missouri, obviously. Grew up Kansas City. My parents had an old beat down piano. That's where I started.
Yeah.
This old Steinway that was in the house.
Old Steinway.
That's probably like 4 or 5, man. And I was so I was intrigued by it. And I just started banging on it. And my parents was like, just get them lessons or something like that, you know. I was going to church, obviously, as we all do. Mm-hmm. And I was always intrigued by the drums first. And then I got to the piano. Had some lessons, and the teacher was like, yeah, he's not focused enough. And my brother was taking lessons with me, Kevin, because mm-hmm. he's more calm, collected, and more just, he's more strategy-wise. And I got kicked out of piano lessons, bro.
That's my first. Out.
Got kicked out. It was like, I don't think it's for him, to the point to where he's like, he just doesn't focus enough. And then after I got kicked out, I started going to church again, started playing. I was like, oh, I'm listening to the radio of some Brian McKnighters. I'm hearing things like, yo, I can play that. So I started just picking it apart. And I was like, if I can figure out, at a young age, I knew if I can figure out how to eliminate every wrong on this, I can only get it right. That's like my mentality. Mm-hmm. So I started just, every day just started just banging on the piano. I was like, one day, this is going to sound like something crazy. And the more I started doing it, the more I started practicing, the more I started feeling it. And keep in mind too, I got, you know, my brothers listen to like rap. My sisters listen to like some Kenny G. My dad's mom listen to Temptations. So it's always like some musical Ferris wheel of like just different inspiration. And then it started clicking, dude. And then at the church, they was like, young man, you know, your gift, serve the Lord. I was like, how much is this going, I'm going to get paid for this or not, you know, type of thing.
Oh, you wanted to know that early.
Well, yeah, because I always figured, man, because I always seen people gigging. I knew what gigging was. I'm like, people getting paid.
How old were you at this point?
I was like 8, 9.
I seen people gigging. What?
I knew they were gigging. I knew that at a young age.
But what you got on my Nerf set? Because, I'm seeing people, you know, getting a little money here.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're doing with their money, but I got this Nerf set I got my own.
Because I knew, I was like, at that time, I knew, I was like, I want to be a musician for the rest of my life. I want to do something.
You knew
with music.
Then?
Immediately. Because I was like, I just love it too much. And I discovered a way when I was playing to feel something more than just like the excitement from knowing the note. I would actually get spiritually like, I'm like, man, I feel like, dude, I'm hearing the music and I'm feeling it. Like getting like
goosebumps.
Chill. Yeah, I'm like, this is crazy that this does that.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, you know, friends down the street come over. And I remember one time this little girl right down the street, some of my friends from school came in. I was like, I'm playing the piano. And, bro, she just started crying. I'm like, dude, what the hell happened? I'm like, what does this even mean? I'm like, you cool? What happened? She's like, it's just the way you play type of thing. And I was just like, yo, this is something more deeper than just being a dope. For me, it was never about like musicianship. I love musicians. I love being part of the musician community, but I just can't, it's an ego that comes with that I just can't identify with So that's why I started taking like more contemporary, and I still do gospel stuff too, obviously in church, but I was like, I want to do some like Bruce Hornsby or George Winston route. But when I saw that, I was like, if I can get, if it's her, I get 100 more hers and I sell a CD, then we pop it. And so I started a little jazz label. That's like 12.
What?
13, yeah. That was, I was.
He's not lying, because I've seen the CDs. So I started, that's where, hey, I, yo. That's it, bro. This is,
yeah,
wow.
I did my debut album at his house.
Wait, we're going to get to that.
Got you.
Because I'm going to want my money, too.
Oh, yeah, we all. Hey, Jay.
You rich, nigga.
My money, man.
But, what?
Yeah, I was like, man, I want to do this for real.
So was anybody in place to kind of give you any type of direction on how to get to all of this?
My dad.
Got it.
He'd come in there. He was like, okay, so all right, I see you got your music stuff going on. And so what is your plan? Because he always give us like tapes on stocks and stuff. I didn't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
At least the way he was presenting it, because mm-hmm. he would read every day. And he was just more of a, Jay knows my dad. He's more of a like dad. He was like, yo, get up. We're going to do this. We're going to, the Joe Jackson vibes, but yeah. Minus getting, you know, beat up or anything like
we
that.
We don't, allegedly.
Allegedly. Sorry. My bad. That. Sorry. Allegedly. Okay, got it. Okay. Allegedly. Got it. Cool. Edit.
Nah, okay. Ain't no edits.
Okay. Oh, you know, edits. Got
nah,
it.
No.
I'm like, hold on, man. It's going to. But no, he would sit down with me and be like, all right, if you're serious about this, I want you to practice every day. And then became repetition. And I was like, damn, I want to practice. And he's like, no, we're going to go. So I took some UMKC college courses when I was in middle school
mm-hmm.
to learn the theory of it. Because my ear was much faster than my eyes.
And, okay. So here's what I want to say, to that, because I experienced that as a kid, trying to take lessons. The thing about when I was in there taking lessons is that it wasn't what I heard that made me excited about playing the piano in the first place. When I got there and they put me in, you know, middle C with both my mm-hmm. thumbs, and we started playing whatever this classical basicness was, I was like,
classical basic.
I was like, no, I want to.
Yeah, and if,
I want to jam.
Yeah. No, remember, have you heard Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Christmas time is here. Sure. I want to. How do we? You have to start here, but right. I don't want it.
Right.
And it Dang. And it wasn't that. What we're learning now,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't that you didn't have the attention span to learn. They didn't know how to get your attention.
Right. They didn't promote the Facts. Creativity.
They didn't know Facts. Where to meet him.
Yeah.
100%.
Like my son, when he started his piano lesson, the first thing his piano teacher asked him was, what do you like? And he was like, I like, what's the thing with the kids be flying on the brooms and shit? Harry Potter.
He said, gotcha.
I like Harry Potter. So, and she was like, okay, let's learn Harry Potter.
That's tight.
And here's the theory behind Harry Potter. And here's how you play. This is what, and he learned Harry Potter, learns how to read it and play it, transpose it.
Yeah.
See, I had a snobby teacher.
Attention.
I had a Russian lady who was like, this is how you play. If you was in my country, you would chop your hands off. I was like, yo. Like,
she's showing you that eight?
Yeah. Now this is like, now this is in middle school. So I'm in middle school doing my thing. And then I'm like, yo, and she's being super, she's like, you have potential. And every time I would do something like that they couldn't process, it was just like, what is this? What is this junk? What is this? I'm like, yo, this to me, this sounds
this
like
is
something.
Fire. You tripped.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't hit record. I'm like, man, what? And then I started just watching her and I just learned it and started playing. I said, let me learn how to play this so I can just pass this class. So it became passive learning. So
gotcha.
Which gave me the ability to recognize how fast I can learn music.
Hmm.
And I want to transfer that to like event, like business. I was always trying to get to, and not for the sake of just gain, but just like, I want to, because I knew at a young age, it was like, I gotta, you know, prepare for life as much as I can. I don't know why. I'm like, my dad had a good
I'm
life,
trying to figure out everything. Where you are early in
early
these
business.
Oh, yeah, but my
early businessman.
Yeah, my like my dad, you know, he was just like, yo, this is, you know, businesses, you know, you know, chores, and, you know, so it wasn't a do or die mentality, but I was just always fascinated, you know, mm-hmm. and I always, one thing my parents would do often would take us to open houses when we were young. So we live in the inner city. You know, mm-hmm. nice house, middle class. Now it's like popping all the way. But we would go out to like North Kansas City and look at these big mansions. So at a young age, I was like, yo, I want to live like this one day. My dad was like, for sale, it don't say for sale for who. So if you want it, you got to work hard for it.
Mm.
And I was like, what
it
if
don't
I
don't say for sale for who?
It just says for sale. And I was like,
yeah.
Do you think I can get a BMW in high school? He was like, now, maybe if you can afford it. I never got it. But the point was, I was just highly motivated. And then somewhere along the way, I just started feeling the passion of it and then just getting into like just the life of it all. And so then the business kind of dwindled away a little bit. I just started focusing on just loving music and being normal.
Is it called Paseo?
Paseo High School.
That's the music school, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you went there too?
Yeah, that's how I met Ronnie.
Okay.
Yeah, Paseo High School, man. And it was a class called Applied Technology. It was room 222, Mr. Ransom. And I was like, what is this class? As opposed to taking another class.
Look at these niggas that remember the classes they took.
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was Master Tracks. I said, what is Master Tracks? My boy Charles was like, you play piano dope. But he's like, when you make beats, it's crazier. I was like, man, I play piano, bro.
I'm a concert pianist.
What do you mean make beats?
You say you're a what?
Concert pianist.
Concert pianist.
I'm about to be debuting at the Millen Theater soon. Yeah. Let me talk about some beats.
He was beat.
Like, he said, Timberland make beats. I was like, well, I like Timberland stuff is dope. And then right. I was like, wait a minute, so I went in there and started remaking beats. I started making Michael Myers flips and then Tech N9ne obviously is still killing it.
Absolutely.
That was the goal. That was the mark. That was the focus. I was like, let me start making beats. And every day I had to get better. And I was like, this is dope.
What were you making beats on?
This thing called Master Tracks. It was a black and white screen.
Okay.
So it was like edit. Like it was just Master Tracks, this program, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy had a Casio that made beats too. So at this point, I'm getting obsessed. And then it's like the sampler machine. So I'm in there just like, cool. And so you already know Ronnie, me and him was in the same class. And he's making beats and he's telling me like the Triton, bro, because we was working with Don Juan and we had in Kansas City. We was like, look, we about to turn this whole thing up. And he was like, we got to get the Triton. That's what, if you ain't good, because Ronnie always had to fly stuff, man. He always lived around the corner from me. So I'm like, damn, I need the Triton too. So I told my dad, I said, the Triton is like $5,000. I just hyped it all the way up. I know my dad was modest, but he was a businessman too. He did real estate and he had his stuff together. And so I figured if I turned the price up on him a little bit, and he was like, whatever, I got cars. All my cars didn't cost that much money. And I was like, well, maybe one day. A year go by, and I'm like, it's on sale for $2,200. He said, $2,200, that's a good deal. I was like, that's how much cost. I said, if I wait long enough, I got to just bring it down. You always shoot higher, and then you land on where you want to, negotiation.
Well,
you
negotiating.
Yeah,
he was wiggling.
I love it.
He was like, let's get it. I was like, yeah. I was like, cool. I was like, Charles, bro, I got this Triton. What are we going to do, bro? I made beats all day, night. I was obsessed making tracks. Man, I started a label. You don't even know, man. I had an alias because this is the business. This is a business model. I was like, okay, between this block range, that block range, my dad is also doing construction. And so he's doing construction for all the D-Boys. So he's like, he's a rapper. I'm like, oh, word. And so Master P was always the mode, right? And so I'm like, hey, man. You should do the Master P thing. Like, do you think I can do this? I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a deal on some beats. Like, let me store all your tracks for you, get you a label going. Boy, I didn't convince like three of these dudes.
How much would you sell them the beats?
$1,500 a beat.
$1,500
a beat.
You in high school?
High school. My dad took it. He was like, all right, he built a studio with it though. He was like, I said, let's do a song deal. Matter of fact, yeah. I usually do 15. I'll be out there working with Don Juan. But I said, you know what? Just do. Maybe we do like 15 songs, 20 songs, 1,000. He's like, I got that. That's nothing. I said, man, I was like, this is about to go down. He said, he brought a McDonald's bag, 20. I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm all the way in with this. And my dad was like, give it to me. I was like, damn, I gave it to him. He's like, we're going to put some in church. We're going to tie it. I said, all right. That was kind of hard for me to do at the time. I was like,
tough. Jesus, you got 2,000?
I was like, man, okay.
Jesus, you need all 2,000?
But I said, I got this left. Went to this place called The Landing. Got geared up. I got to look like a producer now. Yeah, I'm making beats. I got to let people know. Hey, I'm out here.
What's the name of the spot? What's the name of the spot? You said, what is it called?
The church. What do you mean?
The mall you went to?
Spot. Oh, the Landing.
The Landing.
The Landing. Bro, Air Force Ones. I got the, man, it was on.
You was a producer.
Producer. Be Unique. That's the name.
Who?
Be Unique.
Be Unique.
You know, that was it. I was like, beats for sale. Now I'm out here for real. Like, got the equipment.
Your
people hearing about it.
Just off your name, your beats sound weak. I'm just going to say that.
No, that was hard, bro. I had the hardest beat.
I don't know if I'm buying 10 beats from Be Unique.
Be Unique.
I know, right? R&B. That was an R&B cycle. I still want that. I had R&B.
It
sounded like it got baby hair on it. Be Unique.
Be Unique. Yeah, that was it, man. It was like, I was like, what can I do? I was like, all right, cool. And it went down though. I had people rotating in the basement, and then my dad was like, I'd rather them be in the basement where I can hear all of them versus being out. Because all the everybody from the block was just like, he cool. Because it was always activity, like a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. And they was like, y'all see him? he's cool. He got a future, so we're going to protect that. So every time I come through, they'll be like, all right.
So they got you on one block and Ronnie around the corner.
Like four blocks away.
Wow. Was he doing Beast 2? Was he Ronnie?
Oh, man. Ronnie, killing it.
Killing.
Ronnie had like three or four jobs. Like, look. But obviously, all I say, he's like, bro, we got to go. We got to work. I was like, what's the urgency? He said, it's urgent. Got to work, bro. I was like, all right, cool. I'm working. Because I always do my own little thing anyway. But yeah. He had a couple people over there. And I had the same thing. I was like, it was either Little Ronnie, Little R Productions, Be Unique. I was like, come over here, man. It's Prolific Productions. And I also had my jazz thing going. So I would actually go into like the Beverly Hills of Kansas City and do a piano concert real quick. And so I had this whole like, I'm Brian Kennedy. I'm here to perform my music.
And you want to be unique no more.
And then I'd be unique.
Oh, the code switch. You see the code switch?
Switching. Bro, I was switching. I was like, but I was keeping it. I would always say, I'll say what I say anywhere. But it was just how I said it. And I was like, all right, let me. Because I would actually study this shit, man. I would literally go to the plaza and I would sit back and I would want to get this gig at Nordstrom's. I'm like, I want to be the piano player who plays at Nordstrom's, whatever reason or another, and put a suit on and do this. So I went over there and, it was this hotel, the Hyatt, my bad. Okay. And I was like, I'm playing piano. They had it locked. He was like, oh yeah, no. You have to get hired, get on schedule, send a resume.
The piano locked.
They had it locked. The dude was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. So I went back to the landing, got a suit. Put a suit on, put a little square toe church shoes on, had a little book. I just sitting there every day just studying and looking at the piano players. I can kill this dude. And the guy's like, hey, may I help you? My dad's in town on business doing real estate. I'm just here. I'm a composer, but I'm just enjoying it. Oh, you should play. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You look like you should
be there. What? You get the Bugs Bunny.
Okay. I started playing, bro. Swear. The whole hotel, everyone's like, what is this? I was like, I'll just study a little. I started playing like, was it Bruce Hornsby, all these different songs that I knew they would know. They didn't know what to do. They was like, yo, this is, I said, I'm here once a month. We travel often.
We travel often.
You know who you're reminding me, like, I'm reminding me right now. Nigga, remember the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
He was a kid too.
He was a kid.
Tell me he's a pilot.
Oh, he's a pilot. He was everything.
Dude.
You were giving me Catch Me If You Can.
Man,
right now.
And my sister, Vicky, and she started catching on. I mean, she's always been a supporter. She's like, you dope. Yeah, you actually got something going on, so I'm gonna help you. Because she's always moving around, traveling, know people and stuff. And she was like, all right, we're going to hit this gig. And she's like, let's do your own concert. So we started building our concerts. And I started using the grand piano and then a Triton making beats and starting to do this whole spectacle of a thing. And then to fast forward that, man, I was like, all right, cool. I did my jazz concert and it sold out. And my little sister, Charlie, was like, man, that was a good concert. I like your shoulder pads and your little square toe. I looked in the mirror like, this can't be it, bro. I saw my future before my eyes. I was like, I can't be a, I'm not going down as a, I mean, I love jazz, respect to it.
Yeah.
But I can't be on some 19, 20 year old jazz thing. I can't do it. And by that time, me and Ronnie always keep in contact. And he was like, bro, I'm out of LA now. He was catching me if you can, bro. Cause I'm at home still in Kansas City. I'm in Atlanta now. And then he's like, producer, so deaf. Yeah. I'm sitting there, but he would always call me and be like, man, you got to get to LA now. I was like, what's going on? He was like, man, I'm telling you, it's popping out here. We out here. I was like, man, I'm getting the ticket. Where you live, man? We good? He's like, yep. Yeah, I got a place out. You know, I'm staying with my boy Jay. I said, Jay, he cool with me. He's like, come on, let's go. But he definitely was like, I'll give it to him because he was like, bro, you being home ain't gonna do nothing for you.
Yeah.
So I went out, went to the house. It was nice. I liked the house. It was this dude, man. Like, dog, I'm in the house. I don't know what happened. He was like, I'll be back or something. But you cool.
Oh, Ronnie said, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like, cool. I like it. It might as well be a pool outside. It's palm trees and stuff. You know, I'm Kansas City. Nice, but still, I'm with palm trees. I'm out here. I'm like on the phone, like, yeah, I'm at this house chilling, man. And then I go into the room on the piano, bro. I said, that's a room in here. The keyboard? They shouldn't do that. You know, I'm on the keys. Then I hear the door. I was like, he was like, what up, G? Like, what up, bro? Like, who are you? He was like, I'm Jay. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, bro. So he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is his house. This is his keyboard.
You got the energy as soon as he said hi to you.
He was like,
you with a nigga?
Who you with? I was like, Ronnie. He was like, okay, cool. I was like, should I stop making beats? I was like, damn, my whole joy just crumbled. I was like, oh, man.
Because Jay's not friendly when you first meet him.
But he was measuring the temperature.
He always do that shit. This nigga always come in hot, nigga.
I was like, I said, do it. I'm like, call Sherrod Ronnie or.
Nigga won't ever be nice. Just be nice, Jay.
Yo. But he was like,
see who the fuck these niggas. I don't know these niggas.
You my balance, bro.
These motherfuckers.
You're my balance.
But our age.
You have a nice smile, Jay. Smile. God damn.
But it didn't feel, it felt like he was just, okay. He assessed it. So I'm like, okay, I think I know some weird shit. I was like,
no, because I said it before. We spoke about you on the podcast before. It's not, nigga ain't gonna break in your house and play the piano.
Like, that ain't be the first time I almost
like,
died.
Like, I'm a damn fool.
That's some different shit.
Yeah, like, I don't think a nigga gonna break in the house and play piano. But what it was that the door was unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he didn't know that. Now, I mean, we talking about it in hindsight. He didn't know that, but nigga, it's my studio.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything is in there. And I don't, this was my studio house. I don't live there.
Right.
So, I go to put the door, and I'm like,
it's wide open.
It's open.
So now you got his gun out.
You ready?
I 100%.
I can tell you that.
Which I can legally kill your ass in my property, right?
Yo, but that was.
The young man was playing piano, man, and it sounds so good, don't you agree?
hold on one second.
You know what? If this nigga, you know what? He played good, man. I ain't gonna shoot his fingers off.
Because of that very moment, and like not too long after that, he was like, yo, you said you got beats? I was like, yeah. He said, you know Sean Stockman? I was like, do I? Yeah. He was like, he's coming through tonight. I'm maybe sitting with us. Bro, I was like, mom, I think we made it. I was like, bro, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe this. I'm like, I'm sitting here. He was like, yo, this is Sean. This is bro. I'm sitting back to me. I'm like, y'all don't understand the level. And then Ronnie's like, we're working on these tracks. This is something I've been wanting to do my whole life. Because for me, it's opportunity.
I'm
taking it. You know, but at the same time, I got to be being respectful. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jay was always been just like, yo, let me talk to you. Literally, bro, when we first had like a, he was like, let's go grab dinner or whatever. Dude had a receipt. He was like, for my accountant. I said, for your who? My accountant said, he knows business.
Mm-hmm.
This person I should have met a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's always just been like on some brother shit, bro. Like legit, like never, ever been anything weird. Because he connects me with Ethiopia.
Hmm.
He was like, I need to connect you with E. He was like, look, this is what we're going to do.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
He's like, don't make no sudden moves. And he's like, he always say stuff that I would just pick up on because I had management at the time. And then I met E, played her stuff. And she was like, hold tight. I got an idea for you. And then it just started slowly but surely happening, you know. And then there was another time where Ronnie went up and then you went up to the Underdogs. I was like, we going where? You might as well say heaven for me, bro. Because that building was like Fort Knox to get into. You just see the gate, you see the car.
Yeah, you see the front of the gate.
I'm usually dropping somebody off like, man.
Yeah, you going in?
Dude, I got in the elevator. I was like, all right, be cool about it. Don't trip, you know, because my T-Wiz, you know, started.
T-Wiz, yeah.
I was like, bro, if we do this right, we could be underdogs soon. So don't.
We could be underdogs.
This could be the move.
Yeah.
But on some real though, he started Troy Noka, T-Wiz, started interning up there as an engineer. So he snatched some of those demos, and so we would listen to him at night. And I was like, this is the mark. This is the moment. This is what we need to do. And I just started studying. And I already had some kind of a musical identity based on what I heard, but I've never heard production so clean, bro. The backgrounds, the vocals, the writing. I'm like, and Jay was like, I wrote this song. It's a Mario song. I was like, you wrote this song, bro? Like, you gonna just tell me that and act normal?
Yeah.
How's that even possible? Right. Like, why are y'all so calm?
Yeah.
My name's like, I told you, nigga. This is real out here. I was like, I'm here. And man. And it just started. I remember the defining moment was I was working with another producer. E had me go to the studio and I ran into Sierra. And I didn't know her. I just like, you know, I mean, come from Kansas City.
What do you mean you didn't know her?
Well, I'm like, oh, I know you. I'm sorry, I thought like I know you, but she's a celebrity. You know, I didn't met her. I'm like, I know you. Where you, how you been? She's like, who are you? Like,
how you been?
Like, I'm like, good to see you. So I didn't know her. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know you. You're Sierra. Got
right,
you.
Right.
Well, since you're Sierra, I have a demo, bro. I almost bought a demo today. I was like, hey, bring my laptop just in case. I'm like, never mind. Stop. Chill out. I'm always like ready for opportunity. And I just gave her a CD, and I was like, here's. I'm out. And I left the studio, and E called me. He's like, yeah, what did you do at the studio? I was like, okay. Damn. She's like, no, come back. Candace Nelson. And Sierra's writing some, it's one of those tracks.
Wow.
And that day, the couple of days before that, man, I was telling my dad, I was like, man, LA's hard. Obviously, I'm like, this is getting a little tough. I can't afford it. My dad would help me what he could. And they was like, we want this song for the project, bro. And I was like, yo, my first placement, me and T-Wiz, I was on cloud, whatever.
What you song know? Is that?
My Love, number 8 off the Evolution album.
Wow.
Yep, and I was like,
I didn't know you did that record.
Yeah, me and T-Wiz, bro. Like we literally changed everything. E was like, yo, I'm gonna get you locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Did the deal from there. I was still tapping in with other producers, doing the play for hire thing. Cause now I got my show out here once a week at Mount Rose, and it was like a jazz night or a live music night, and that's popping off. Like Babyface would show up to that. David Foster would pull up.
It was your show. What do you mean?
Yeah, like Brian Kennedy. So I did this thing where. Me and my friend Titus was DJ on the bass, Tracy on the guitar. So at the time, Tom was like, yo, this is his place. And my boy Keith Belcher was like, you should do like this wine bar where you do once every other Tuesday, just perform like Brian Kennedy jazz there. Because I was still popping off as a musician in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out, passed out flyers. And sure enough, it was nice, elegant. I said, I can do something with this. You know, I was like, I'm Brian Kennedy. We're going to play some jazz. And we in here playing. And my boy DJ killing it. Titus is on the drums. T-Wiz is on the other keyboard. And it started going off. So I was doing that and producing. So I'm like, okay, I got a hit. I got not a hit album, I got a hit project, you know, Tierra. And I'm doing this.
Were you making money off of that when you were doing that? Were you making any money off of that?
Not really.
Survival.
Yeah.
Enough to just get a little something going on. And I felt like, yeah, it was survival. But the homie Keith was like, you know, and then Tom parlayed it into something different. So it was right. more like, you know, getting out there. And
But you didn't have to go get a 9-to-5.
No, I didn't have to get a 9-to-5. Yeah. My parents, my dad would help me like monthly. Like, I'd take care of you mm-hmm. when he could.
No, because the other thing that I remember when I didn't shoot you was you had CDs.
Oh, you know I had, CDs.
You had CDs. You had a jazz project.
Yep.
And that's the other thing. I was like, I also can't shoot a jazz nigga either. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
bad karma.
That's, yeah. Bad karma. You can't shoot. You know what I mean? It's certain people you gotta leave alone. It's the jazz, bro. It's like, how do I even talk about that in the holding tank? What you in here for? Man, this little jazz nigga was playing piano in my house, man, and I shot him. No, bro. Like,
he shot a jazz nigga. Yo, shaking this nigga.
Right. So, but I remember you had the jazz CD, and that's when you would. And we start talking, and it's right when everybody has their side of how the conversation went and how, you know what I mean, what they perceived from it. But what I saw was a young man who was very entrepreneurial.
Hmm.
Because you were like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were like, yeah, because I hooked up with the Hallmark people.
Yep.
And I'm like, what Hallmark people? He like, you know, the ones do the cards. I said, nigga, how do you know the Hallmark people? He like, well, in Kansas City, they are, you know, like the richest families in Kansas City. It's like the Hallmarks.
Facts.
And you know me, Tank. I'm like, oh, business. I'm just hearing. I'm like, okay, I like where this young dude is going. And, and what he, I'm like, who thinks to do a jazz project with the people from Hallmark?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they can obviously press it up for you.
Right. Yeah, I was definitely trying to get in those gift shops. For sure.
And he started talking about all that. And at this point, you might have been, what, 19, 18?
Yeah. I turned 20 that summer.
And I'm like, yo, this is a young dude who not only is he super talented, but he already has his mind on his business and where he wants to take his career. Because even the stuff he started today, I didn't know that though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, when he was eight and he trying to figure out about gigging and but it all makes sense now, you know, 20 years later for us to have this conversation here and me be like, that's exactly what this guy was back then.
Right. And that's how I was surviving in LA, because I sold 1,000 CDs for $10. And that's how I was able to bust a move. And then I made a whole Christmas album at your spot. I was like, I'm here. You had a Triton in one of those rooms. And I was like, well, I'm going to work on the jazz project. Started making it, man.
How much you make off that one?
I think it was a negative.
Don't say it.
It was a negative $16,000.
So I don't know if you guys are watching, but
so what happened was,
he got his publishing deal. he got his first placement.
Sierra.
He would have never met Sierra, even though he thought he met her.
Jazz.
Right. I thought I knew her.
Jazz residency.
It was all coming back. We just about to score right now.
The money's adding up. I see where you're going with this. The money's starting to add up.
You know my mind, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nah, this is my guy, though.
That is hilarious. This is my guy.
But watching, you know, just your maturation in the business, bro, and like how you were going about your career was always, and also something that I just always admired about you. Just seeing, because we, and Tank will tell you, we see so many talented people that don't really know where they're going, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah.
They jump on that hamster wheel.
Yep. Man.
And it's tough, man. And it's like, and I have empathy sometimes for that. You know, Tank has more than I. Because I'm just like, bro, you just, at some point, your legs got to get tired of running in the same place.
Yeah, no, that's real. Yeah. That's
you know, real. But to see you, and to see that you had a clear view of like, okay, I'm trying to do this, to get to that.
Right.
Was really cool, because I just seen so many talented people, bro. And it would hurt to watch it sometimes. Like, damn, bro, like, nigga, you still ain't figured this shit out.
I'm at that place.
You still ain't hit the pivot. Cause that's the other thing in this business. You gotta be at a pivot. Fast. It may not just be a record deal. Like, people literally get caught on one a deal.
Yeah, that's real. You told me that two things you told me that switched the game for me. One time you were like, man, play the piano like you can't play the piano. I was like, what? This dude tell me? Like, he was like, no, simplify. You did a lot of work with me, bro. Like, I know you added it up, so we're going to break bread. I promise you. But he was like, yo, just simplify and don't put too much energy on it. And then you said something else. And I remember it was probably like a Kansas City placement or something. And I was like, this is the song, something. He was like, hey, man, don't fall in love with one song. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, just don't fall. It's many more songs. You're going to have some songs that go left, go right. But and since that day, I'll just keep moving. I'm like, all right, next. Yeah. So anyway, that triggered something. Whatever you said triggered that moment. But
now, I've only fallen in love with one song. And I bring it up all the time on this podcast because it didn't make his album. That's my one song I fell in love with. Like, it's for real. Like,
crazy?
You know what's crazy? My young partner, DJ B Easy, hit me. And he just randomly sent me a text. And he said, Jay, what's your favorite song you've ever written? And I hadn't even thought about that in years. And the first thing popped in my head was Injured Reserve.
Injured Reserve was a jam.
Right?
Like that, huh?
And he was like, where's the record? I said, it's probably on the internet somewhere. And he found it. And he hit me back. He's like, nigga, this song is incredible. But I was like,
is it on the internet?
Yeah. I think it's from when your shit got, everything got leaked.
You still got your version?
Eric Dawkins might have mine. Somebody has my version of it somewhere. But I say that to say, like, that was the only record for me, out of all the music that I've written, that really was just like, I really love this
song.
Damn,
that's crazy.
And the song never went anywhere.
Damn.
Partially because of him, because he held on to it for too damn long. But that's whatever.
Damn, Midas.
It wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't. It just didn't make it. I had to learn that lesson early, like, as great as I think it is, as great as multiple people think it is,
that's literally,
it may never come out.
That's literally the energy in the conversation. Yeah. And I was like, huh, how do I prepare myself for this?
It's not easy.
Nah, not at all. But that's when I started switching gears. I was like, I'm going to start doing different genres. I've always did different genres. And along the way of all the success that I was having, it was going up.
But so let's talk about the success, though.
Okay.
We're not gonna brush over that. Mm-hmm. Got you. Know what I'm saying? Because absolutely, your story is extremely important, and we're gonna continue to go into that. We also
got
to give them the bars too.
Got you.
Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
We're gonna let you flex.
Okay. Got
you. We're gonna let you flex.
I'm into it. You know.
That's why you're here.
You know, after you get your first placement, do you do your publishing deal right after that, or do you wait?
It's already in motion.
It's in motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do my first one with the scope of that being the cut.
Yeah.
Not
what was to come.
Not predicting around, was around the corner.
Right.
And I was in motion to do a said production deal with someone. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of want to take my own route.
Okay.
And it was like, man.
So a bigger producer offered you an opportunity.
Yeah. I had a fortune to have a couple opportunities from different producers or not. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to just, I have a choice I have to make. Either I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. And I was like, I just want to just wait a little bit longer. Even though I felt it was necessary to have someone bigger to help opportunities, but that song came out. So I was like, let's just see what happens. And I remember that day that I was like, I'm not going to do this particular deal. I was like, man, something else got to give. And I was like, I'm going to turn this up a little bit. And me and T-Wiz were still working. We were still building. And I had my pub deal. So I was like, I'm going to be on some Kansas City shit. I was like, I'm going to get an apartment way out somewhere. Bro, I move out to like Valencia or something. I just got in the car one day, just drove. It was like,
I just drove for a long time, bro.
Shit. For a loss, like five. I was like, what's this little quiet area? I said, I'm going to live over here. I'm going to just duck off and just build and create. And I remember at the time, I'm still working with Polo, Chris, Dre Merritt, Rabe. And so I'm going back to the studio. I think there was a record plant. And now
from Valencia.
Now keep in mind, there's an underlying health issue that I'm dealing with that I don't know I'm dealing with yet.
Okay.
And so I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I'm like, yo, man, working in the studio late takes a toll. Cause I'm thinking like, I'm young, so there's definitely nothing wrong with my health.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always like sleeping, or if I was even in the studio, or I'm like, people are like, yo, VK, that's not normal, bro. You shouldn't be. I'm like, I'm just tired. Y'all taking too long, type of thing. Yeah. Y'all need to hurry up. You know what I mean? In my mind, I'm like, I could have done this a long time ago, but that's also not egotistical, but just very, I've done this for so, I've been making music for, I've been writing songs at 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
So I understand so many different variations, not from a standpoint of like, I'm a consumer. I like to observe, but also understanding this stuff like left and right. And so I fall asleep and I heard Rihanna was in the studio. I was like, what? How did I miss Rihanna? Like, I'm trying to meet
while
her.
While you were asleep.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Next to the games.
Don't fall asleep in the studio.
Fall asleep in the studio. I'm sitting next to the games and the record playing. I wake up and he's like, yeah, you missed it. I was like, I never miss another session. I'm going to stay up. And sure enough, the next day she pulled up. I meet her, right? I'm in the studio. At this point, I'm working with Chris a little bit. And I'm like, and she's sitting over there because Reed's always been her own, just, she just carries her own energy. And I was like, I'm going to go talk to her. I'm just going to just, so I walk up to her. I'm like, hey.
Do I know you?
Nice to meet you. I thought I knew her. I knew I knew her from somewhere.
How you been?
I was like, man, just pleasure. And then I just like, I heard you looking for a new sound. Swear, I was like, oh, here we go.
That's what you randomly say to her?
I heard you looking for a new sound. Because we was working on a single, a reloaded single for her project. And I was like, yeah, I got a sound for you. And I took her phone out of her hand, bro. And it's like, I'm just putting my number in your phone and just here. And she's looking at me like, okay. And I just, and now in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is mortifying, bro. I'm embarrassing myself. This is crazy. Yeah. She's like, who the hell is this dude? So I gave her back her phone, was like, yeah, just hit me anytime. Or and we go back over to Chris Brown, looking at the studio, looking at the speakers and stuff, looking crazy as hell, man. And I was like, I'm about to head out and just reclaim my life. And Chris was like, yo, play the keys before you leave. For real, I want you to play for her. I said, oh yeah. You want me to play piano for her? Okay. So I got on the motif.
Yeah.
Boy, I said, this man, I'm gonna play for my life. You know, yeah. Five heartbeats when the dude was running.
Yeah. Oh!
I said, this is it.
About music.
I said, I'm leaving. This is it. This is it. Because every moment that I always knew, had the ability to understand that this is not a normal moment, but I have to normalize this moment at the same time, which is a hard thing to do because it's like all of it or nothing at the same time. So I was like, okay. Start playing. You can just see her demeanor. She's like, okay, dope. I said, all right, man. Catch y'all later. I got an email that night, bro. She's like, I love your energy, your spirit, your music's incredible. Bring me what you got. February 14th, 2007, dog. I got up 6 a.m. and made the track to Disturbia. Like that. And I was like, this is it. I got my mom in the car. I had my little...
Just you.
Just me on the track.
On
just
the track.
100%. Not the track, but Logic at this
Logic.
Point. Because, you know, I went to the training.
Welcome.
Yeah. I went to the training, you know. So I did it on Logic, and I made my parents get up. I was like, yo, I made this beat for Rihanna. Y'all hop in the car with me. We're going to just ride around in Valencia. And just, I was like, this is going to be it. I was like, this is it. This is the big day I've been waiting for. Get to the studio later that day. Walking in the studio, there's another producer there. He was like, what you doing here? I was like, oh, I got a session, you know, some re. I got this track. He was like, let me hear the track. Play the track. He's like, trash. He's like, what is this? I was like, okay, shit, now what? So I walk out. I'm walking down the hall. Dre, Merrick, Chris, Rybe, they all walking in. And Chris is like, oh, that's a CD. That's a demo. He just took it out of my hand. I said, all right, I'll be back later. I'm going to go. I got to do this Valentine's Day thing. We're going to see The Color Purple with my mom and stuff. And I was like, that's just
And the one nigga already made you feel like your track might not have
been
it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, today was the day I knew that life would change in my mind. I'm dramatic like that. And so I'm leaving. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. So I drive home. I mean, do The Color Purple thing. And Chris, hey, come back. She's loving this song. She's loving it. Like, we got an idea for it. And come back to the studio. The dun, dun, dun. Started playing it. Dre got on it. Chris started writing to it, and she was like, yo, this is my single. And I was like, what? What did you just say? I was like, keep it cool. And she hit me. And no, Jay Brown called me like 2 days later. He was like, yo, I'm Jay Brown. I was like, I heard about you, man. Like, I know you Jay Brown to call me. He's how much you charge for tracks? I was like, 20,000. He was like, hey, man, that's expensive. Nobody know you. Like, I was like, just like, yo, check yourself, bro. I was like, well, you asked me. And I answered. He said, look, man, Reese paying for this out of her pocket. What can we do? 12. She wrote a check for 12,000. She's like, look, my budget's depleted because she did all these other tracks. But she A&R'd that herself. She said, I'll give you 12 and they come back. Bro, I'm 50% publishing that song, dude.
That's a lot more than a little 1,500 you was charging too.
Dude, that shit skyrocketed so fast. But no, not fast. 6 months, 7 months later. Sorry. And then forever, right? Because I tapped in with Polo. On Forever, on the Chris Brown record. And so that's already going up in a sense. And I remember, sorry, just to continue that day, I wasn't feeling 100%. But anyway, knock that track out. So, all right, here we go. There's a Chris Brown single called come out, and there's a Rihanna single coming out. But it goes quiet. Like you said, it's like, will it not happen? Is it coming?
Yeah.
Is it happening?
Yeah.
I go to Kansas City. My brother Kevin's my number one A&R. T to this day. He's here now. I'm like, move out to LA because shit about to go crazy now. And he was like, play me your demos, bro. Let me hear what you got. I planned to start, played the demo. He was like, oh, this gonna go. This is your biggest hit. I was like, man, I ain't heard from him or nothing. He was like, man, this is your hit. J Brown called me that same night. Where you at? I'm in Kansas City. I need you in Denver tomorrow. We couldn't disturb you. Though, went to this Denver, did the Glow in the Dark tour, watched it. Rihanna got in the studio, cut that mug. That shit came out. It skyrocketed. Number one, Favre was number two. The phone calls started happening. I was like, let's go.
The phone calls.
All the phone calls.
I called you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
No. I called him. And it was funny because I could tell the phone calls were coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I could tell.
You sensed it.
And it was it was also funny to me because you can tell me if this is true or not. I think at first he thought I was calling him on some "you owe me."
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was calling him just to tell him how proud I was.
I remember that day. I was at the Boomer Room.
I had number one and number two Hot 100 at the same time.
I remember that day.
And I called him and I could tell on the phone, he like, is this nigga about to press me? Right?
I was like, hold on, let me just got to calculate real quick. How does this work?
And I really just wanted to tell him congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I remember that day. I remember it.
Because
100%.
You having that, and I've never had a Hot 100 number one. You having that, I felt like was me having that with you.
Yeah.
Fuck money, all it. Like, I was just like, this is the same kid.
Yeah.
Broke into your house and played the piano.
Broke into my house and played the piano.
Yeah.
That got the number one and two song in the world.
Nuts.
At the same damn time.
Yeah, that was.
Nigga, congratulations.
Thank you. Man, that was crazy. I remember it, dude. Like, I went to called my accountant. I was like, so what's this supposed to mean? Because I heard about this. I heard about these number ones.
I heard
ones.
About this.
So now what? And then I'm leaving my deal now. Like, so I'm literally went to Cobalt, did an admin situation. And I was like, okay, we on. We all the way on. And then I started doing Kelly Clarkson. Now, keep in mind, just to be fully honest about it, I was distorted. And this is now, at this point, like now my headaches are coming in. And you probably don't remember. I remind you of something too. But, I started getting these migraines and it started getting a little like, damn, I'm like, okay, I got to see what's going on. I thought my wisdom teeth needed to be pulled. So I went to the dentist and they brought a blood pressure machine out and was like, all right, just put it on you. It was like 260 over, like, it was just crazy. He was like, the machine's broken. Get another machine in here.
They told you the machine was broke.
It's broke. They say it's defective. Get another one in here. They brought another machine in there. The dude looked at it. Looked at me. He said, I'll be right back. He came back with a nurse. This is the dentist's office. They're like, look, we're going to write you a letter, and we need you to leave here and go to the emergency room right now. I was like, what's happening? He's like, your blood pressure. You should go to the emergency room right now. And told my assistant at the time, I had like an assistant. I thought I was doing something. I had somebody took me to. He's like, get him to the hospital right now. So, of course, I didn't take it serious. I'm like, man, I'm cool. I'll just go later. I call my mom. She's like, man, if you don't get to the hospital right now. So I went, gave them my letter. Like two or three doctors came out from the back immediately and was like, we got to drop your blood pressure. We got to, sorry, my bad. Okay. He's like, we got to drop your blood pressure. We got to admit you. You're pretty much a walking stroke right now.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Light is on this. Like, can you see? Can you literally, like, are you alive? How are you? Like, they was.
How
are
you functioning?
How are you functioning? What is what's going on? What, have you not taken your meds? All these different things. I'm like, no,
you
I'm
weren't
cool.
on meds.
Went on meds or nothing. I was like, I'm straight. And they put the IV drip and they dropped my blood pressure. And I was looking at my text messages and the words fell off. So I was going like a little mini stroke episode.
No.
And
shit.
I was like, yo, I don't feel good at all. And so my dad, you know, next day, so my mom and dad, they flew out. But before then, the doctor that I was working with at first was harassing me. Like, why are you here? Like, why are you at this hospital? Like, you're just talking like, Google, you might have this. You might. I mean, literally, I was like, dude, this is kind of hostile. But at the time, I didn't know what it was. You know, my dad came the next day and he's like, we got to do a biopsy because something's up. And so we did a biopsy Monday and I tested. It was renal kidney failure. FSGS is the most rare and effective and dangerous kidney disease. One of them. 10% function, bro. Literally, they was like, yeah, you got to switch the gears right now. We're going to get you on dialysis. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm sitting back like, no, you're not. I got a session in a couple of weeks. In my mind, I'm like, mind, I'm like, no, I didn't come this. I'm like, hold on. Is this the price of success? Like, I have to, is this really what comes with it? And I was like, I manifested everything but who I wanted to be when it happened. And my dad always said that. He said, don't worry about making it. Worry about who you are when you do make it. And I neglected that. I thought, you know, the industry's like, you got to come studio late, pull up, you know, do this, you know, like eating what you want to eat. You've always had a good regimen though. Jay always been cool, man. He's always been chill. Like, he's like, yo, I feel like you never let this shit affect you in the same way. I mean, I'm pretty sure you probably went through your thing, but I always, when we had a conversation, it was definitely necessary because that's when I was going through a manic episode. So when he called me, he was talking to me, I was kind of like, you know, I'm with some money. Or I probably had a hospital appointment. I was feeling jittery from the steroids all the different medications they put me on. And so now I'm like a zombie, kinda. So I started putting the mask on and be like, all right, I'm gonna still kill it. And so I have my doctor's appointments every other week. And I have my sessions. So I just schedule my sessions. So hits, hospital, Grammys, hospital, blah, 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 wow. Hospital. And then I just got really depressed. And I started feeling like, I don't feel nothing. I'm like, my whole life I did this. I feel nothing. How's that even possible? you know, I'm getting calls. Kelly Clarkson working on a song. The Pink wants to meet me. And all these things I thought was supposed to be what it was supposed to be, it didn't feel like nothing to me. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm moving to Nashville. I'm out. I'm going to go to Nashville, get a little place, still go stay in a TP or stay somewhere off in the cut and just...
Did you say a TP?
A TP. Get away from this shit. I'm going to go to Nashville, get a TP and just duck off.
I didn't even know they... The
Nashville TV. The correlation.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, a TP, like just a place to get away. Yeah. So to me, I was like, a TP on an acreage and it still does music. I'm going back to Kansas City, but I didn't want to go back. They'd have loved it too much. They'd been like, oh, he's back. I'm like, how many hits do I got to do to make people know that I'm for real? And then, also, I've been top lining. I be keeping it cool, man, because I just, you know, I was raised to be modest and be humble, but I be like, y'all don't have no, niggas don't know, like, what this is for me and what I understand it to be. And so that, I moved to Nashville years ago, and Ronnie was on that too. So I like the new Nashville Surgeons, but I'm like, I kind of helped get that started. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was working with Dan Huff, the Rascal Flatts, Kenny Chesney.
I remember that's before. Just the one name you would always say.
Kenny.
No, Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, oh my God.
I had no idea who that was at that time when you first talking about it. You're like, man, change it. Rascal Flatts. I'm like, Rascal Flatts?
Yo,
okay.
I told this guy, I said, I'm coming in, I'm in Nashville. He's like, you're a writer. They got these big records. And I remember at this, I was at this function where I was playing the piano, a Universal function. And these two guys came up to me. It was Pat Hayden and Kent Earls. I was like, hey, man, you do country music? I said, yeah. Yeah, I do country music. He was like, well, you come out to Nashville, look us up. Man, I was there. I bought a guitar and everything. I didn't put the hat on. I'm cool on that. Like,
Did you know how to play guitar?
Yeah, I figured it out on the way. I said, four chords. I was like, here we go. I'm there. Four chords. All the country hits is four chords.
Yeah.
They say, don't bore us, get to the chorus. I'm like, cool, let's go. So I started imitating.
Don't bore us, get to the chorus.
I started emulating songs, started playing and singing. And I would joke, but they would be like, that's really good. I was like, yeah, you think so? And I said, you know what? I'm here to do pop music with y'all. Yeah, how many people here want to do pop music? They're like, my daughter love if I work with Rihanna. You know, they got
Rihanna.
They got form. It's not about the money. It's just, you know, we can just have a good time working with Rihanna and Chris Brown and Christopher. I'd be amazing to work with him. And so I started working on pop songs with them and giving their community, like, you know, collaborations. And I was like, and they was like, we should do country music. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, y'all, don't let me do this because I'll do it for real. And so started doing it. Rascal Flatts, this girl named Maggie Rose, got on her project. Kelly Clarkson did a Mr. Know-It-All. Was a hit in both genres, pop and country. And then at the time, my health started getting worse. So I'm in Nashville, got a whole new life. And then I just like, I'm done. I couldn't handle the pressure of trying to maintain that energy and have a headache. And I started thinking about suicide. I was like, I found a new thing and then that didn't complete it. I'm like, yo, what is this?
Wow.
Why can't I get around this thing? And I just was avoiding it, man. I was just not paying attention to the rules. And it's not like, I was drinking, I was smoking, I wasn't doing anything, taking nobody's girl. I thought I was being a good Samaritan, and I was like, I'm going to just be here. And I'm like, so God, I'm confused about why I'm in this space. And you got me this talent. And it wasn't until life moved on and I met the person who I'm with now, you know what I'm saying? And it almost seemed like, seeing through a peephole, you see energies in people. And Jay's always been a constant. And every time I saw you, Tang, and actually after I got out of the hospital, I saw y'all, I think, a Rock Nation brunch or something. And I was skinny or whatever. And you was like, we need you here, man. We need you here, bro. You good? I was like, yeah. Y'all was together. You was like, we need you here. Come on, man. I was like, thank, appreciate it. But I was fresh out of the hospital. That's when I seen you. It was brief, but you always make sure y'all tap. One thing about y'all is like brothers, y'all make sure y'all tap in. And that it's not happening like that. And I use that now when I have my measure someone's energy, I try to be intentional and be present about it. Cause all this other shit, man, people turn up studios, all that, that's cool. But it's like, bro, it's deeper than that, man. Cause once you understand the deconstruction of life itself, and from my experience, it's like, none of this really matters other than like, what's the mission? And then I remember thinking to myself, like, man, I got hits, but I need to heal. And so what does that look like? I was like, I want to go from making hits to healing, then making hits. And so I created a not-for-profit called Hits to Healing, where we reach, we teach, we connect the medical with the community, pharmaceutical with the foundation. Because there's a whole bunch of misconceptions about how communication works within the space of medical in our community. Because they was all hit me up after my surgery and was like, we would love for you to be the front man to this or to that. And I was like, I don't think I'm capable of doing that if I don't have the information. So I posted my story online and comments were going up and people were hitting me up and I was getting messages like, yo, I have kidney failure. Like, what would you suggest for clinical? I was like, whoa, I don't know. I just shared my story. And I was like, okay, if I'm gonna do this, I gotta educate myself. So I quit. I quit music again. I quit music like four times, by the way. I was still doing it for fun, but I was like, I quit again. This is it. This is the moment. Everybody's like, here you go, he's quitting again. You know, I'm like, he's gonna quit. New revolution, revelation. And I started teaming up with the National Kidney Foundation recently, and then NephCare Kidney Foundation, Northwest Kidney Center, American Heart Association. I started looking at their, you know, their messaging, and it was similar to my messaging, but they had the power and the understanding and the connections. And so I started working with them closely. And
but how did you even get to them? Were you just cold calling people?
No, check this out. I was on a high profile list when I got my transplant that I didn't know about that. Hmm. And so a pharmaceutical company reached out to me.
So what does that mean? That means that they just put you at a certain tier.
Right. Didn't know that. I was like, yo, this is wild. Like,
so they knew who you were.
I went into some system.
Got it.
Where it's like, he is
accomplished. Yeah,
he's a guy. Yeah. Because they need it. They need that. They need.
Oh, I got you. I see what you're saying.
Because they
for their funding.
For their funding and their collaborations. But with the truth be told, man, it's a lot of people who want to help and want to build.
But don't know how.
Don't know how. And don't know. And I went in a couple of, it was one particular organization that I did, I was working with. And the messaging was just, I was like, what? Hold on. I read an article and I was like, first of all, y'all cropped somebody else's dusty hands on the piano or the keyboard. And it's like, Brian, can you? I was like, hold on, man. I was like, yo, man, I've taken my hands. It's my hands. Like, you ain't got to, I can just give you a picture playing the piano. And it was like, hypertension comes from blah, 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 smoking. And it was just too close. My face was too close to like all the drugs and all the things. And I was like, yeah, that's not why. And so I had to call him. And within like an hour, I was on the phone with the whole entire president from this division, that division. And I was just telling him, like, I think it's a lot of tone deaf energy going on. And it's like, what do you mean? I was like, y'all not communicating with the community. I can tell when these commercials come on that they're commercials. I can tell when there's no content built around health equity. Hmm. What'd you do? I said, this is what I would do. I started a media company and I started telling my own story, scoring it. I doctored it up, man. When I do my shows, I play it before and people were just like, oh my God, it's human. It's the human experience. And that's what I've been up to, man. Like, I mean, I'm still making hits, but my intention behind it is hits and using music as a activation to get people interested, but really tell my story and help other people tell theirs. And also, we ain't got to kill ourselves for music. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we know this already, but
yeah,
not everything comes from pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is happy moments that we can take and utilize. And so I've been scoring movies and stuff and building, man. But I've been tied to some, and my first grant was come from the John Rockefeller Fund too. And my homie Adam, he was just like, yo, like, I'm loving what's going on. We have our conversations and there's a lot of people who want to help. And I'm like, cool, let's go. And so now that I have that going on and music and then also IP in between. So I'm starting to understand back to the business. I'm back on my business shit, but crazy now. Like, I'm understanding, like, oh, I want to build Reach, Teach, Connect medical centers.
Gotcha.
And help us as a community understand that it's preventive healthcare. We got a genetic test. We got to know, like, just like we know stats, we got to know our health.
Yeah.
Right. And that's important. So for me, you know, I slip up sometimes and just like, don't be on it like I should, but I check my blood pressure. I drink my water, get my sleep. I check in, you know, and I make sure I'm on the up and up. But for the most part, man, this is the new chapter for me.
It's not like the big conversation in our community.
That
just
it should be.
Just getting checked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to know where you, I mean, I went through a similar thing where I thought I felt amazing. I felt amazing. I looked great. But that blood work,
dude,
says something
totally different.
Totally, when I say different, they was asking me, it was like, so are you depressed? I was like, no.
Damn, that's
I was like,
crazy.
Are you having problems here? I was like, no. Chilling. I was like, I work out twice a day. I perform on the weekends. I was like, they're like, how are you doing this? I was like, I don't know. Am I not supposed to? And they started reading off the charts. And I was like, no, you are not.
Wow.
And if we don't know how long whatever you own or whatever it is going to last. So we got to get you right from the inside.
Wow.
And this is me at 40 something years old, just discovering
yeah.
that
of course you go get checked from your doctor and all of these things, but there's so many other answers and questions that you need to ask.
That's it.
Because
that's it.
They're going to treat you for what's happening now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever. Does such and such, does this hurt?
Yep.
Cool, let me fix that.
Yep.
Or let me give you something for that.
Yep.
But most of the time, they're not warning you.
Nah.
Right.
Like for them said, things that's around the corner.
Like preventative. Yep. Because now, because you got to realize it's like for some, it's more as clientele. So it's like, come on back.
Come on back.
Come on back. You know, and it's like experiencing that is wild because I never did dialysis. I turned it down. I was like,
oh, you didn't do it. Nah. You never did it.
No, I was like, no, I'm good.
I'm so glad you did.
I was just like, and I would, you know, I will always say, do your research, talk to your doctor. No, I'm not going to
say what works for you.
What works for you. Yeah. But for me, I was like, man, what I'm not about to do is take my travel restrictions away. I didn't come up here and did all this stuff. And
you have to decide in your mind how hard you're going to fight to not have to go on dialysis.
Yes.
That's a different fight.
Yep.
That's a different cleanup.
Yeah, 100%. And that's literally what I was dealing with. And then I would go, I was in and out of like binging, like in and out burgers. I'm like, I don't care no more. Like then, but I was like, no, water, workout. I got hired a chef and then I started, had a trainer and I was doing everything I thought I was supposed to do. But I was like, I'm not doing it. He's like, there's ones you can take in your house and hook. I'm like, that's not sexy to me. I'm like, I'm not doing this. And maybe it was a moment of where I was like, I just don't want the inconvenience of having to be somewhere. I was like, if I'm going out, I'm going out the way I always imagined doing music and being free. Mm. I didn't come in here to be in a jail in a sense, but you know, some people don't have the choice. And so,
yeah,
you know, so I still work with other organizations that's tied to dialysis. But for me, I just want to go and accept it. I was like, nah. And then it's almost like the therapist was like, but are you depressed? Like, are you depressed? Like, I'm like, nah, should I be? It's like, maybe you should be depressed because this is that. And then I just had my support system. My brother and my sister, Vicky, Victor, Charlie, all my parents' stuff was like, all right, cool. But I was still feel isolated though, because they would never really know, because no one's checking on you for your medications, like taking medications. So it was a battle. It's ongoing. My transplant is a treatment, not an actual cure. And so I'm still.
Say that again. Your transplant is just a treatment,
but it wasn't a cure.
It's not a cure.
Not a cure at all. So my brother is lifespan. But the fact that my brother was an identical match was crazy. And so I still got to take care of it the same way I would, you know, any other thing, you know.
What percentage is
I'm fully functioning now.
Fully functioning.
I'm all the way in, yeah. He definitely gave me a kidney. I was like, good looking.
Yeah, you.
I was like, thanks for that. Appreciate
super
it.
Kidney. Yeah,
yeah. For sure.
So I got
you. You was dancing with Usher at the Super Bowl. Yeah. When he came on here. He's back moving.
Back moving. Hey, man, for real.
I got a but spare super kidney for you.
Dude, for sure. Because I started walking more. I was like, I can do Ryan Canyon. Man. I'm like, oh. And so my 30s was way more, and I feel better now than I ever felt in my 20s.
Wow.
And that's when I always feel like it's your plan, and then it's the plan that God already has for you. Mm-hmm. And then also is like not trying to control too much. Because if I, in my mind, I said, if I never went through that, because my mom was on a business. I was already about to flip half of the city. I was like, I'm going to get this house. I was already on this whole Monopoly thing. And I was like, had this vision. But God was like, nah, that's not the vision I got. Bro, you about to sit down. You about to take it. And so it took away my ability to care about things that I thought I should have cared about. So it kind of slowed me down enough to realize that I had to come back to the beginning. So this is, I'm actually living at the beginning again. However, hits were still being made, you know, things were still being going on, the residuals, right? And so I was able to take that and utilize that and start focusing on the future. But yeah, straight up, man, I feel every day I'm alive, I'm like, it's a blessing, dude.
So where is it that people that are maybe going through some of these certain things, where would you suggest that they look into? Like, what are some good organizations?
Oh, for sure.
Good sites?
Oh, yeah, hitstohealing.org. That's what it is.
His they can find what they need.
Then. Yeah. Because what it is well, that and is anything that's related to their actual disease or what are they going through, there is an organization. So if it's kidneys, then it's like all these kidney organizations. If it's, you know, heart, it's heart organizations, or if it's just hypertension. But for sure, what we're doing at His Healing is just creating more accessible and relatable content and conversations. Because the problem with, I always say doctors are like musicians, like, when musicians jam, they're doing it for each other and not the people. And doctors are talking to each other, not the people. And so for me, as a pianist, as that correlate, When I play, I want to pour into people. I don't care about
what
aesthetically,
another musician thinks.
Bro, I'm like, man, you're going somewhere, bro. It's cool. I just want to make sure who, in including the, if we affected by it, then I did my job.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Feel free enough to say it. It's going down, man. I've been writing. I've been like composing stuff. Everybody's like, I want to see the magic. I want to see it. Like, no, that's good. You feel it. You can't see it. You got to feel it. And by the time they realize it, it's already like, you know. So that's where I'm on right now, man. Just building the whole thing like that.
But, cut me in and cut it out. Just throw that out there to you.
Yeah, you know my percentage. Yeah.
Y'all crazy. I know y'all talking crazy. I got something going on.
Hey, cut me in the game. Hey, I better have a song
Jacob,
or two in my inbox.
Hey, Jacob, close that door.
Hey. Put that door stop in there.
We about to start singing this murder dance
we
song.
We do R&B
quick.
Too.
Come on, play that murder man real quick.
I almost bought a demo here today. I was like, man, for 2 seconds, I'm like, let me get my laptop. I was like, oh, shit.
Is that where murder man starts right there?
Yep, that's it. Man.
Oh, that's great. That's great, bro. Woo. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they got the piano players in the building. Yeah.
Brian Kennedy, I'm not as affluent as you are on this, on this thing, but... I feel like you've played and heard a lot of music in your time. We've come to a place to where we all want to know your favorites, man. We want to know the music that inspired you, man. This section is a special section for us because I don't know where I'm going with it, but what I want to say is that the people want to know your top five.
They want to know.
Your top five.
Oh, champ.
Top five. Your top five. R&B singers. R&B songs.
Go to your phone.
We wanna know. Don't call us East St. Louis no more. Yeah, murder's on with your top five. Yes.
Pow! Pow!
Top five!
That's great.
Bring it on home. Bring it on home.
Top five!
Yeah! Yeah!
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Oh, nice. Got a little. Disney vibes there.
Little Disney vibes.
Shit. Man.
Brian Kennedy, your top five R&B singers.
Man. Mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Bow.
Brian McKnight.
Bow. He's going to pick off everybody that can play the piano.
Joe.
I like his style.
Joe. Yes.
Brandy.
Bow.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are
young man. How are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40?
Yeah.
You're 40 now?
Yeah.
How are you 40?
Oh, man. I was at your 40th birthday. I just thought about that. Yeah, yeah. I put up on you. I did put up on you. Yeah, yeah.
40 water.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What's the spot? The
Verse.
At Manny's spot.
Yeah, Manny Verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's shout that out, too. Let's shout that out. His spot.
Oh, my God. You been there? Verse?
You talking about
that's where we just at for our guys' Grammy party. DJ Camper.
Dope.
Oh,
yeah.
Spot's fire.
It's vibes in there.
Crazy. And the sound is impeccable.
It's vibes in
there. Yeah, that was a dope thing. I'm
that's
glad you
had. That's where he had his 40.
Yeah. Oh, dope. Dope.
The summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Top five R&B songs.
Okay. I wrote this down, see if I can remember. Mm-hmm. For obvious reasons. Anytime. Brian McKnight.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Backstreet, Don't Leave Me.
Ooh.
Mm. Brandy, The Way You Touch Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on now, son.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Wow.
That song is crazy.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. She and get then, busy on When You Touch
Me. Oh, my God.
The production on that.
That literally gave me a whole era of inspiration. I was like, what am I hearing right
I'm
now?
I'm like, Rodney, the music on that. What?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
What?
For sure. And then I Want to Know, Joe. When I seen the Wood soundtrack, I was like, what is this? Like, man, that was crazy. And then You Remind Me, Usher. I mean, the first time I heard it, I was like, I heard what I heard, but I was like, I'm this beat, something's up. So I remember hearing that on a school bus.
What you got for him, champ? What you got? Now you got some more piano for him.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Who you was? Who you was with? What you did?
Yeah.
Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Wow. All right.
You know where we at. You
okay,
know,
look.
I feel
you
in
know
for you.
What part of the show we on, baby.
Let's go.
Very important segment.
So, talk to him.
Hold on.
All right, okay.
You tell us a story.
Mm-hmm.
Funny or fucked up. Or funny and fucked up in the travels, in the times of Brian Kennedy, BK, Mr. Vuitton. What's the other nigga you was?
So, Be Unique.
Be Unique.
Be Unique. Okay.
He sound, that sound like what your Uncle B-Nar would have called himself.
Be, I'll try
just
to be.
I want
to
see you, girl. That's the song. That
if you're free, if you want to spend some time with Be Unique.
Oh, man. You too Yo. Young. You too young to be calling yourself that, bro.
I know. But the words, I think somebody's like,
be your feet.
And Unique. I was like, hella teenager doing that. Like, had a hat, I had a concert, everything, bro. It's crazy.
If you want to get a pedicure, you should be with Be Unique.
Be Unique. I think I see the Be Unique like nail sliders. I was like, bro, I was definitely all playing.
Be Unique had to be signed to Solar Records.
Man, had to.
Yo.
Lay it down, girl. Lay it down, girl. Lay it down, girl. Be Unique.
Oh, yo, that is incredible.
All right, so Be Unique.
All right.
What's your eye saying? No name. So, the only rules of the game.
No, say no name.
Say no name. All
right, I keep it real simple then. This is Brian Kennedy, BK at the time. I'm fully, hits are out. I'm in it at this point now. I'm like, okay, I want to work on any and everything that is available for me to work on. So this artist got booked that I'm a huge fan of. Like, I grew up on some of this stuff. And my dad was coming that week with my parents. I told my dad, hey, man, all my sessions are, like, wholesome, chill, we chilling. You should come to the studio, man. He's like, I'll help you with your business, but I ain't got to be in the studio, man. I said, no, I want you to come to the session, man. Just on any given day, let me know. He's like, I'm going to come Wednesday. This artist get there. And I'm a fan. I'm like, bro, pleasure to meet you. Like, my dad's gonna come. It's gonna be a wholesome session. You know, like, when I say wholesome, I just mean like chill. We ain't doing anything crazy. Mm-hmm. So I thought.
Yeah.
And the artist was like, man, pleasure to meet you, bro. I got my dad's right next to me. He probably big old bottle of Patron, was like a little libation going on. I said, okay, nothing wrong with that. People want to get inspired. We go to the studio. He said, I got some more inspiration pulling up for us. I said, inspiration? He said, yeah, we need inspiration. I said, cool. Bro, two strippers, a wrestler who was a stripper.
A wrestler?
Hold a wrestler stripper.
Tough shit to fuck up.
Wrestler stripper. Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Two strippers come in, and then one was a professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. Stripper.
Let's wrestle.
And my dad was like, yeah, I'm going to let you have this one. I said, I promise y'all my sessionings. I was like, he's like, what is this? He's like, what is this? I was like, man. Like,
who are you?
I said, we got to cater to the artist. Wow. And then the artist was like, hey, your dad, is he a pastor or something? I said, no, he cool. He said, I ain't trying to start nothing. I was like, no, I'll be cool, man. We can keep it cool. I'm in there making beats. This wrestler over here got my homie choked up like this. He's like, really? He's like, yo, hey, stop that. Stop. Let her go. Let her go. He almost tapped out. And then I'm making some beats and stuff, trying to keep the energy. I'm like, yo, I'm a fan of this opportunity. This opportunity must happen. I've been, yeah. Unique's been in worse situations before. Not really, but kind of like, you
yes,
know,
it's, you
kinda,
have.
It's yeah. Kinda, yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I say, like, I can maintain whatever this is. So I'm making beats and the vibes are going, and it's like a circus, a wrestling show. One's stripping, one's doing this, and the artist is like, "Told you to get crazy. We gonna make this make." I was like, "Yeah, bro, like sure." And so it was like one of the longest, shortest sessions I've ever had. But it was interesting. But the whole thing was, my dad was supposed to come witness me, you know, do my producer thing, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't know about this. So you can have that, and then invite me next time Rihanna comes to the studio, bro, because this ain't it." So it was kind of one of those moments. So yeah, I can't say no names, but definitely was an experience.
Did you get a hit out of it?
Man, the hit didn't come out, but the song we was doing was very, very present.
It was very in that moment.
It was very in that moment. He said, that's how I write these songs. I was like, you don't say.
So the song is called Put You in a Pretzel.
Yeah, no, I mean, they got paid and stuff, but no, that
fold
was present.
Fold them. You gotta know when to hold him.
Yo,
he
legit almost choked out. I'm like, bro, you gotta have etiquette, bro. Like, let them do what they do. And he just doing too much. And she was like, I'm a wrestler for real, bro. I'm gonna choke your friend. And it took like three of us to.
I'm gonna choke your friend.
Yo, and he was like, do it. She's like,
do it.
and she grabbed him, and he was like, I was like, oh, this is serious. And they was lit and everything. And I was like, man, I think I'm gonna just go home and make some pop beats again, man. I'm like, I can't do this, man. But it was an interesting experience, though.
You gotta tell me who that is.
Oh, that's
get
great.
A session with him.
I need to get a session with him.
Ring the wrestler. Ring the bloody wrestler.
No, it was like trench coat vibe and everything. It was like it went from this to that fact. Like, you know, I wasn't drinking nothing. I was always just keeping it. I was always level. So I mean, I'm not jobbing in session, so I'm chilling. I'm not judging nothing. But I'm sober. But this is not sober activity taking place. After go to the house in the hills after this, it's gonna get crazier. I was like, this is where I stop. This is my stop. It's gonna get crazy.
This ain't crazy.
Well, nah, yeah, there's more.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So that was it.
Well, listen, I'm proud of you.
One of my dream sessions.
I'm glad you didn't partake, because some of us aren't that strong. Next time you saw me, it would have been on WrestleMania.
Where'd you learn that, buddy?
I'd have been all the way.
Come on, brother.
Buddy.
Brother.
Well, you know me and my Hulkamaniacs, Mean Gene.
Macho Man's is just funny.
Reading our vitamins, saying our prayers, brother.
You wild dog. That's funny.
What you mean, Randy Savage? Yeah. I'm all the way in.
He even took this nigga back to his childhood.
Yeah, bro. The greatest times of my life.
All the wrestling.
Way.
Yo, his interviews were crazy though.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Ravishing Rick Rude, Jake the Snake.
Yo,
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Yo, I would watch Macho Man interviews just for inspiration within a 10-year span. Like when I was going through, I'm like, what's this dude say? Yeah, sometimes you get down, but you got to get back in the game. The cream rise to the top. I'm like, this dude's hyped me up and it's all fake, but maybe not.
Somebody's got to get back to that.
Yo, interviews is crazy.
I got to get back to that.
You're going to start giving inspirational interviews?
I'm going to start
giving the clips.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Inspirational fight for it videos. Because you know you can't just let them roll over you. Give them an inch and they'll take a mile. You can't let them do what I tell you now.
That's how you thought. That's funny.
Macho Man is never letting you slide.
You got a headache yet?
Not yet. It's coming.
Yo, that is hilarious, dog.
That ain't me punching you. Never letting you slide.
That's how you did it. You was in it for real.
That wrestler would have came to the studio, bro. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, wow.
I'd have been in my world.
Then that's crazy. Yeah, it was wrestling for sure.
Well, let me get these names together. Brian Kennedy,
AKA
what's the rap one? Levon,
Mr. Vuitton.
Mr. Vuitton.
Yes, that's how it was.
Mr. Vuitton is like
that. Was, yeah, I was like,
it was
that.
Like it's not Louis. But it's, you know, it's
giving me facts. Money talks.
You know what I mean? It'll pass.
Vuitton Jr., Sammy Davis Jr. We used to all hang together.
Here we go.
What was it again?
Be unique, man.
Be unique. You had hair when you was Be Unique too, right?
Like sideburn or something. That's right, the skinny sideburn.
You was Breed.
His baby face would call you.
That's funny. It was Breed.
Tarny Silver.
You said Tarny Silver?
Yeah, that was the name of what it is. Cool.
It was, yeah.
Damn.
To making hit records, man, to fighting for your life on so many fronts, to bringing an amazing, you know, an amazing moment to the pod, man, with this health and wellness, man. I think that right there is, for me, is the goal. Like everything that you've accomplished musically speaks for itself, your hard work and your dedication to the craft. But everything you are accomplishing and everything that you've fought through and not just survived, but are thriving through at this point in your life, man, that's the goal, man. Mm-hmm. That's the goal, man. And we salute you, brother.
Man, 100%. I appreciate it.
We salute you. We love you, brother. And we are better because you are here.
Wow.
Yeah.
For real,
appreciate
bro.
Y'all, man.
And
sure.
You know, let us know how we can be involved.
Mm-hmm. We can let us turn up some of them. What they call them, galas? Galas?
They
call them? How they pronounce that?
Let's turn it up,
bro.
Let us turn them things up, man.
Like, no, 100%, bro. I go like so many of those. it's amazing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, it does. We do need to be in those rooms so we can show them what it is.
Show them how to get that information to.
Yeah.
To the people who need it and need to understand it.
Yeah.
100%.
You're the guy, man. We love you, bro.
Love you too,
guys. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. This has been music, and this has been health, man. This has been wellness. This has been awesome, man. We appreciate it.
A real journey.
Come on, man.
A real journey. Back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Kennedy in the building.
Yes, sir.
Dude, thank you.
Wow. R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.